Good morning. Hosea chapter 3, verse 1. Then the Lord said to me, "Go again, love a woman who is loved by a lover and is committing adultery, just like the love of the Lord for the children of Israel, who look to other gods and love the raisin cakes of the pagans." Do you love raisin cakes? You know, warm and moist with butter melting on it. Sounds pretty good to me. What's meant by these raisin cakes? Well, let's look at the first part of our verse. The Lord says, "Go again and love a woman." If you remember in my last chapel talk, we looked at the first chapter of Hosea, where the Lord had asked Hosea to take a harlot as his wife, as a demonstration of how the Lord has been willing to take you and me, unfaithful though we are, as His bride. And yet, Hosea's wife had not remained faithful. And so the Lord now directs him to go and love her again, to take her back as his wife. You see, in between times, Hosea's wife, Gomer, had, yes, appreciated his gifts, his providing for her, but had used that as a very opportunity to go back into a life of harlotry. Like Israel, had used the Lord's gifts to turn away from him to run after other gods. Gomer had fallen into a very terrible state. Not just harlotry, but such a terrible state that she was now being sold as a slave on the auction block. Imagine that for a moment. Somebody has in this way mocked, spurned, scorned you, and they are now being humiliated. What would you do? Be so embarrassed and ashamed you stayed in your room, didn't want anybody to see you? Or perhaps gloat? And relish getting even a little bit? Throw rotten eggs? It is a little personal, isn't it? Because how often don't we gloat when somebody else is shown to be wrong, shown to have failed? How often don't we want to get even just a little bit, rub it into them? And yet, the Lord asks Hosea to go and buy her back from that condition. The woman who had betrayed and spurned him, he was to lovingly take back as his wife, because that's what Jesus has done for you and me. He didn't choose you and me because we're so pure, because we have always been faithful. There was no basis in us for the greatness of His love. No, because of the love with which He loved us, He came into this world and gave Himself into death for us, to buy us back as His bride for eternity. Yes, when Israel was now deserting the Lord, God did quit providing for them as a husband would provide for its wife. And He told them in advance. He warned them now. He would no longer give them the water and the oil, the bread and the wine. He wouldn't provide their raisin cakes. For you see, that's how those raisin cakes fit into this verse. It's a simple example of something the Lord was providing. And yet, Israel was taking these gifts the Lord provided and using them to run after other gods, to run after their own selfish satisfaction in the things of this world. They were even giving them to fertility goddesses to buy their favors. The Lord calls them to recognize what they're doing, not to rub it in, not to say, "I told you so," but rather to win her back. There's no "I told you so" in God's love. He's not getting back at her, but trying to bring her back. He doesn't want to get back at us, but to bring us back. And so the Lord allows afflictions also in our lives in order to call us to remember who gives us, yes, the raisin cakes and all the other good things that we enjoy, so that we would not use those gifts to run after other gods, to seek our own selfish satisfaction, but rather to use them for the Lord. And so in that love, even now when Israel was deserting him, the Lord provides this living enactment of his love in the life of Hosea and Gomer to demonstrate to Israel the faithfulness that he was showing to them, to call them back to him. He didn't throw rotten eggs. He didn't gloat. He didn't gloat that you and I, having sinned, deserve to be on that auction block, sold into eternal death. He wasn't so embarrassed and ashamed about us that he stayed far away and left us alone. No, in the greatness of his love, he came to be one of us. He took your place and mine on that auction block, sold into death in our behalf, that with his own holy precious blood he might pay the full penalty for all your sins, that with his righteousness he might adorn you as his bride with those precious jewels of heaven, that you and I might, yes, enjoy his raisin cakes. The banquet feast of salvation. So that you, to whom it has been said, "Lo ruamach," you have not obtained mercy. For we were in the kingdom of darkness, outside the kingdom of God, aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. But to you, it has now been said, Ruamah, you have obtained mercy, for Jesus' own blood has washed you clean from all your sins. To you to whom it was said, Lo Ami, you are not my people, it has now been said, Ami, you are my people, for my own righteousness adorns you with perfect holiness. So what should we do with our raisin cakes? Use them to run after our own selfish satisfaction? Or use them to glorify him who says to you, You are my people. Ami. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 44, stanzas 1 and 2.